I'll wager a hat full of guineas against all the songs you can sing, that someday you'll love and the next day you'll lose, and winter will turn into spring.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The National Theatre of Great Britain's production of War Horse gallops onto the main stage at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York, tonight at 7:30. Based on the beloved novel by Michael Morpurgo and adapted for the stage by Nick Stafford, War Horse is a moving and imaginative drama filled with stirring music and magnificent artistry. As World War I begins, Joey, young Albert's beloved horse, is sold to the cavalry and shipped from England to France. He's soon caught up in enemy fire, and fate takes him on an extraordinary journey, serving on both sides before finding himself alone in no man's land. But Albert cannot forget Joey, and still not old enough to enlist, he embarks on a treacherous mission to find him and bring him home. South Africa's Handspring Puppet Company brings breathing, galloping, full-scale horses to life on stage, their flanks, hides, and sinews built of steel, leather, and aircraft cables. War Horse premiered at the National Theatre in London in October of 2007, transferring to the West End in 2009. As a co-production of the National Theatre and Lincoln Center, the show opened in New York City in 2011 and won 5 Tony Awards that year, including Best Play. Again, the North American tour will be at Proctor's beginning tonight. Capital Region native Matthew Lerner is the assistant company manager for War Horse, and he joins us now. Matthew Lerner, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you very much.
You are the assistant company manager for the National Theatre North American tour of War Horse. What does that job entail?
That is correct. That's my job title. I am responsible, me and the company manager, for a lot of the logistical things that go into getting War Horse all around the country and pretty much around the world. We go to Canada and Japan as well. So, you know, flying the company from place to place, busing them from place to place, making sure they have hotels and cars in every city we go to. We also do a lot of things with the box office, reporting a lot of ticket sales and whatnot back to the producers.
How did you come to this career?
I've always been very, very interested in theater. When I grew up, I did a lot of theater. I went to Shaker High School and always did plays and musicals with them. And then when I went to college, I was very involved with theater, and then graduated college and moved to New York City and got into the New York theater scene. I worked at a talent agency for 3 years, working with actors there. And then I really became interested in wanting to go on tour and getting on the road with a particular show. And War Horse, this job became available, and it sort of fell into my lap. And, you know, now I'm working with actors and crew members and, you know, loving life on the road.
War Horse is, of course, a special show. I mean, every show is special for people who work on it and people who see it. But War Horse, of course, has the added complication and magnificence of the enormous horse puppets.
Yes.
And then your company is composed of many puppeteers. They have to rotate often, I understand.
Yes. Puppet teams, there are 3 in each team that are in the larger horses in the show, Joey and Topthorn, and they don't do 2 performances in a row. So we have a few different puppet teams that do each performance, and they just create these spectacles on stage. You really don't believe after a few minutes that there are, in fact, puppets on stage, and you really think that they are actual horses. It's the lifelikeness, if that's a word, is really amazing.
And is there the reason for rotating is the physical challenges of performing the puppets?
Yes, yes. If you ask any of the puppeteers, they'll tell you it's the best workout you can ever have. You know, they're carrying the weight of, A, the puppet on their backs, and then also throughout the show there are people who ride the horses, so that's the weight of a human as well.
Right.
So they're, you know, they're sweating.
Yeah, I bet. How long have you been on tour with the show?
I have been with the show, this is my first year with the show, although the show has been on the road since, I believe, June of 2012, but I've been with it since this past August. So this will be, I think Schenectady will be my 17th city with the show.
And Schenectady is your home area, your hometown region.
Yes. I grew up in Albany and Loudonville, and it's going to be really, really nice to be coming back to the area.
Will your family attend the performance?
I hope so. I think my mother has been in touch with proctors about getting, you know, my grandparents in and making sure all my aunts and uncles can get a chance to see it. And, of course, I would love for them to see it and make sure that they get to see this fantastic production.
I do think that the you know, generally accepted story about this play is that the horses make it amazing.
Yes. I think that it's a combination of everything. You know, there are these, of course, fantastical puppets that are just, you know, such a spectacle to see on stage. But then on top of that, there's this really lovely music, and the story is very rich. It's a real story of having something that you love and losing it and then doing anything you can to try and get that back. And then there's also these beautiful visual projections on stage, and just the combination of everything really makes it so rich and such a fantastic theater experience.
How have you liked being on tour so far?
I've really enjoyed it. I'm getting the opportunity to see so many different cities that I would have never imagined I would be in. Right now I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and although it feels like the North Pole, you know, it's amazing to get to see this place that, you know, I didn't think I would get a chance to see. I've been to parts of Ohio, and I was in Las Vegas and California, and, you know, just traveling the country and really being a part of this and knowing that I'm making it possible for people in the Midwest and in Canada to get a chance to see War Horses is really a great thing to know.
And you are, as you mentioned, partially responsible for orchestrating a lot of that movement for the company of the show, movement across the country. Any horror stories, travel over the holidays?
I would, I guess the most recent travel when, you know, all of the airports and every flight was delayed because of this winter superstorm that we've just had, that would probably be the worst experience. Unfortunately, and this is sort of a occupational hazard, I don't like to fly.
Oh, no.
So I'm slowly getting used to it, and we've been on a number of flights at this point where I should really be used to it. But I try and fall asleep as quickly as possible on every airplane, and hopefully I wake up and we're in the next city.
And the job, the career, the tour is worth it.
Yes.
Facing 100%. That fear. We mentioned you grew up in Albany, in Loudonville.
Yeah.
And you did theater in high school. Does any of that youthful experience translate?
I would say definitely. You know, I got the core of the things I know about theater came from my high school experience and doing Shaker Theater and, you know, really the basics, learning how to put up a play and, you know, memorizing lines and knowing what it takes to go into a production with getting the lights and the sound all together. So kind of going through all those fundamentals when I was younger has, of course, helped to have a knowledge of what's happening now on stage.
And what are your hopes for your career going forward?
That is an excellent question.
one that I've always resented when posed to me. So I understand if you don't know what to
say.
You
know, I'd love to be president or an astronaut. No, I'm just joking. I'm really enjoying company management. As I said, I worked at a talent agency, and that was very interesting to me. But, you know, the hand that I have now in, you know, one specific production has been just such a wonderful experience, and I would love to continue with that and working to develop new works and, you know, maybe producing someday would really be exceptional.
How long will you be on the road with Warhorse?
The tour goes through the end of August. We finish the North American portion of the tour at the end of June. We have a month off, and then we go to Japan for a month where we perform in Tokyo. So that'll be very exciting.
Yeah, that should be outstanding and I mean, just an incredible experience.
Oh, yeah. It's something, again, that I can't believe that, you know, I get to go there for work and see those sights and make sure that the Japanese people get to see this great show.
Matthew, thank you very much for joining us, and have a wonderful time in your home area.
Thank you. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Matthew Lerner is the assistant company manager for Warhorse. The National Theatre of Great Britain's North American tour of Warhorse will be at Proctor's in Schenectady tonight through this coming Sunday. More information is available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable.